Victoria's Glengad manager Shane Byrne. Shane, good afternoon.
How's it going, Miles?
Not so bad at all, Shane. That's some result for Glengad today in Dublin.
That was a great result for us, Miles. Especially the way kind of the game went. We were down to 10 men for the last half hour of that game. And it was hard work for the last half an hour, but we saw it out.
Tell me, you had a goal down early on.
We have a way poor goal, Miles, because the game today was played in a 3G pitch, and I think other sales have not been really been used playing on that kind of type of surface. The ball kind of bounced high. We didn't deal with it. And the ball was squared and quite scored. But I mean, from our point of view, it was a poor goal to give away. But we really knuckled into it and played some very good football. Started to get the ball wide. Nathan McMullough had a super game today for us on the right-hand side. And the ball came to be cut inside the defender for about 25 yards. He started a lovely shot on the bottom corner of his left foot. And then on the other side, Matthew Byrne went forward on the left, played a 1-2, got inside and cracked a shot from about 22 to 23 yards out into the roof of the net. Lovely strike. And at that stage, it wasn't bad, mate, because we had a full complement of players and everybody was, we were playing well, working hard, and with, you know, they weren't really creating that much. But then Terence Doherty picked up a second yellow. First one, I didn't think it was a yellow at all. So the second one was a definite yellow, but he was sent off a second yellow, and we're down to 10, and it was hard work from then on. Mm-hmm.
What instructions did they give the team at that stage?
Well, I mean, to keep your shape was the main thing for us, and players working really hard. That you know, we lost a player, so every player had to work that extra bit, which they did, and they kept the shape well. And when we got the ball, we held on to it for, you know, for as long as we could take the thing. But that's difficult, Miles. You know, teams they were kind of through their one of their centre halves forward, and they played three up top. Two of them were two big men. I think one of them, the centre forward, was actually pretty up last year. Good, decent players, you know, but we battled very hard, and they created one clear chance that fell to their number 10, and he screwed it wide. But apart from that, it was really the only clear-cut thing to have.
Glengad have a good cup record, been playing well for the last number of years. Can you go all the way in that FAI Junior Cup?
It's like, you know, a home draw would be nice in the next round. I mean, just take one game at a time to see how we're going. It's like an important game for us now. It's probably next week. But I don't know what it is yet. It's a league game. Or maybe a Knockala Cup game or something. But we'll just take one game at a time, Miles, and see where we end up. You know, that's today for a massive shift on all the players. And we'll go back to the end of Wednesday night. And we'll, as I say, we'll see where we end up.
Some of your players playing in the Oscar Traynor Trophy competition as well, so plenty of good high quality football for them.
There's surely, Miles, I think there's maybe seven players there that start in the early show at Oscar Traynor. So in the quality of the teams, the quality of the teams fairly decent. But on days like this, you need a bit of quality, but you need a lot of hard work when you get out of 10 men, and they show that they can play good football and they can mix it a wee bit as well, you know. So as I say, it's a great result, and we're all delighted. We're just heading our way back now, but we'll just take one game at a time, Miles, and see where we end up.
Well done today, Shane, and good luck in the next round.